If I had a gun, I would shoot that clock.
如果我有个枪，我就把那个钟打下来。
But I don't, so let's get going.
没办法，只好开始。
Last night we didn't finish, but we quit.
昨天晚上信息其实没有讲完就结束了。
And we quit in Genesis chapter 18. If you could turn there, we're going to go really fast.
所以我们今天要很快的把创世纪十八章再看完。
I didn't quite finish the story, and I didn't really remember that I didn't finish it until I woke up this morning.
我不记得我没有讲完，一直到今天早上我醒了，我才想到。
And when I woke up this morning, it dawned on me that we finished with that little question: "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" And then we kind of just went off and stopped.
我才想到昨天我们讲到，耶和华神问说，耶和华岂有难成的事吗？然后我们就讲别的。
But the real impact in Sarah's life comes at the very end of that chapter.
其实真正对撒拉有影响的是后来那几段。
It's not at the end of the chapter, it's the end of the 15th verse.
而是在第十五节。
It's that when the Lord spoke that Sarah would have a child about this time next year, Sarah was afraid when she laughed to herself, and she denied that she did that. She said in herself, I didn't laugh.
从十四节开始说，明年这时候我必回到你这里，撒拉必生一个儿子。撒拉就害怕，不承认，说我没有笑。
And the last word that she heard spoken was, she did so laugh.
而最后撒拉听到的话是那位说，不然你实在笑了。
And I'm sure at that time, Sarah also with her husband Abraham realized that God had spoken to her.
我想那个时候撒拉就很清楚是神对她说了话。
And she believed that God had spoken to her.
她相信神对她说话了。
And maybe for the first time or in a different way, she really believed that this time next year she really would have a child.
可能这是第一次她真的相信明年这个时候她会有一个孩子。
And then these men start to leave.
然后这些人就离开了。
And as they're leaving, they discuss among themselves whether or not they should tell to Abraham what's going on next.
当他们离开的时候，他们自己就在讨论说，我们所要做的事情岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕。
And they say, yeah, we should tell Abraham.
所以他们想，我们应该告诉亚伯拉罕。
And so they say, Abraham, we're going to on our way now to Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以他们就告诉亚伯拉罕，我们正往索多玛和俄摩拉去。
We're going to Sodom and Gomorrah to destroy that city.
因为我们要把那个城毁了。
It is such a wicked place.
因为这个地方恶实在太大。
It is so vile and evil, and the wickedness is coming up before the Lord.
他们的罪恶到了极限，非常的重。
And he's had it up to here with that wickedness, and he's about ready to just wipe it out.
所以他实在就是要去把那些城毁了。
When Abraham heard that, he remembered that his nephew Lot had moved towards Sodom and Gomorrah.
当亚伯拉罕听到这个消息的时候，他想起他的侄儿罗德就住在那里。
We skipped over that, but the two parted ways a few years before. Abraham and Lot parted ways.
亚伯拉罕跟他的侄儿罗德在几年之前因为某些事情已经分道扬镳。
And we read that Lot pitched his tent towards Sodom.
我们就在圣经里告诉我们，罗德就他建他的帐篷。
And by this time he was not near Sodom, he was right in the middle of it.
当时他的帐篷还不在索多玛。
All the wickedness, all the sin.
所有的恶在索多玛。
It's described in Genesis 18, and it's a rotten thing to even read.
在许多他们做了许多的恶，实在是难以启口。
The immorality that was rampant in that place.
所有不道的罪恶都在那个地方。
But you know, the point of it is this: there are challenges to our faith all along the way.
这个重点呢是在说我们信心之旅一路上都有挑战。
Most of us have to juggle more than one issue in our lives at a time.
因为大部分的时候我们在生活上的困难是多面的，不是只有一个。
It's not just believing God for some personal need or thing we have in our own lives like Abraham and Sarah were doing.
所以我们所需要的不是只是单单相信神在我们个人的环境和个人的问题上。
But we need to believe the Lord for the lives of our family members and many other different ways.
我们有的时候还需要为着我们的家庭，为着其他的问题，我们来信靠神。
There are continual challenges to our faith.
所以一直都有不停的挑战。
Abraham now has to believe God for his nephew Lot.
现在亚伯拉罕必须为着他的侄儿罗德而信靠神。
There's not a whole lot that Abraham can do for Lot.
实在亚伯拉罕不能为他侄儿做什么。
Really, about the only thing he can do is pray.
他唯一能做的就是为他祷告。
You know, sometimes there's not a whole lot that we can do for anybody else.
有的时候我们也没有办法为别人做什么。
But we can always pray.
但是我们总是可以为他们祷告。
Now, if we had another 35 minutes, we'd go on with this for a little while. We don't. But just note it and look at that story sometime.
如果我有再多的30分钟我们就可以再看一下代祷但是现在我们没有时间
Abraham began to intercede for his nephew
现在亚伯拉罕开始为他的侄儿代祷
He believed that God was able to in his mercy rescue his nephew from Sodom
他相信照着神的怜悯他可以把他的侄儿罗德救出来
And so he said Lord would you destroy Sodom and Gomorrah if there were 50 righteous people that lived in that city
他就问神说如果这所罗马恶魔拉里面有五十个义人你会为了这五十个义人而毁灭这个城吗
The Lord said, no, not for 50, I won't destroy it.
他说如果有五十个人我就不毁灭这些城。
How about for 45?
四十五个人呢
No, I won't.
我也不会。
40?
四十个呢
35?
三十五个
30? And Abraham kept on going down, 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 down.
亚伯拉罕就慢慢地把数目减小。
Lord, if there were 10 righteous people in that city, would you destroy the city if there were 10 righteous people?
如果有十个义人在这城里神啊你还会毁灭这些城吗
No, I will not destroy it if there were 10 righteous people.
如果有十个义人我不会毁灭那城。
And I'm sure that Abraham had in mind his nephew and his nephew's wife and their family.
我相信亚伯拉罕这时候惦记的就是他的侄儿罗德和他的妻子和家人。
And in a totally different way, Abraham is now believing and putting his faith in God.
所以在一个不一样的领域里面，亚伯拉罕现在正在信靠神。
God, I believe you to have mercy upon those members of my family that are not saved.
主啊，我相信对那些我还没有得救的家人，你一样有怜悯。
Lord, I believe that you are able to, in your love and in your mercy, reach them and speak to their hearts.
我相信，就着你的恩典和你的慈爱，你仍然可以去接触他们，救他们。
There was nothing else that Abram could do.
因为除了这个，亚伯拉罕没有办法做任何事。
But he could believe that God would, in His love, rescue his nephew.
但是他可以信靠神，照着他的慈爱，可以救。
And so he prayed.
所以他祷告。
And the Lord sent an angel to that city of Sodom.
所以神派了使者到索多玛。
And the Lord said, Lot, you and your family, you got to get out of here.
所以他就跟罗德说，罗德，你和你的家人现在赶快离开这里。
There's not much time. It's getting late.
没有时间了，已经太迟了。
The wrath of God is about to be poured out on this city.
因为神的愤怒要降在这个地方。
Everything in this city will be burned up.
所有的一切你看见的都会毁掉。
All the people that live in this city were going to be consumed with fire.
所有这里的人都会被毁掉。
And Lot, you've got to get out. You've got to get out now.
你必须现在离开这里，现在就走。
You know, that's something that a lot of people need to hear.
这是很多人都需要听见的信息。
This whole world is coming under the judgment of God.
因为这个世界将要受到神的审判。
And people got to get out of this old world.
人必须离开这个世界。
We've got to get into that ark of safety.
我们必须到神所预备的方舟里。
We've got to flee this old system of Babylon, this old world.
我们必须离开这整个巴比伦的世界，离开这个世界。
Because this whole world is coming under the judgment of God.
因为这个世界正要受到神的审判。
And you've got brothers and sisters, or fathers and mothers, or children, or husbands, or wives that are still entrenched in Sodom and Gomorrah.
而你的父亲、母亲、你的妻子、儿女、你的家人、哥哥、姐姐、弟弟、妹妹，仍然在这个罪恶当中。
And there's not much that you can do.
但是你不能为他们做多少。
But dear brothers and sisters, you can pray.
但是亲爱弟兄姐妹，你们可以祷告。
You can have faith in God.
你仍然可以信靠神。
He has said that he is not willing that any should perish.
因为他曾经说过，他不愿一人沉沦。
He has concluded the whole world under sin that he might have mercy on all.
因为他把全世界都圈在那个罪恶里面，因为他要他对全世界都有怜悯。
And all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and there is none righteous.
因为所有的世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，一个义人都没有。
And the wages of sin is death.
罪的刑罚就是死。
But there's a window of opportunity.
但是还有一个机会。
Today is the day of grace.
今天就是那悦纳的日子。
Today, if you hear His voice, you could escape the old world system.
你如果听见神的声音，你就可以离开这个世界。
And there are souls that we're praying for.
而我们可以为这些灵魂祷告。
That we're believing God will yet save and reach and draw.
他们就可以因着信神，他们可以得救。
That He will by His Spirit send conviction upon their lives.
他可以借着圣灵在他们的心里定罪。
And help them to get out while the getting is still good.
然后可以帮助他们脱离。
I don't know how much time we have left in our world.
我不晓得我们在这个世上还有多少时间。
It seems to me the time is short.
在我感觉时间已经慢慢的减，慢慢的缩短。
I do know now, as Peter said, our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed.
我相信，就像彼得说，那个我们看见那个得赎的日子，现在比从前更近了。
And so as Abraham interceded on behalf of his nephew and their family.
所以亚伯拉罕就为他的侄儿和他侄儿的家人祷告。
God sent the angel of the Lord to be merciful and bring a last effort chance for Lot and his family.
所以神就派了使者去救罗德和他的家人因为他怜悯他们。
And Lot, it says in the Bible, he lingered.
但是圣经告诉我们罗德却拖延。
Judgment was coming any minute.
审判立刻就要来了。
But he just hung around and lingered around and didn't get out while he should have gotten out.
但是他却拖拖拉拉摸摸到处的摸摸拖拖的。
If I were to tell you that I got a bomb under my seat and it's about to go off at 11:45, how many of you would sit here?
如果我告诉你在我的座位底下有一个炸弹11点45分就会爆炸你们还有多少人会坐在这里
?Only the ones that are sleeping will remain.
可能只有那些打瞌睡的人会留在这里。
All the others will be out the door.
其他的人都会赶快夺门而出。
As fast as you can get out.
赶快的离开这里。
I don't think you'd say, but wait a minute, let's see if I left my little booklet here.
我想你不会说等一下让我找一找我的笔记本。
Who cares about your little booklet?
谁在乎你的笔记本啊?
Some of you wouldn't care about your kids or your wife.
你可能连你的孩子、你的妻子都不在乎了。
I've got 2 minutes to get away before his bomb blows up.
如果只有2分钟，这个炸弹就要爆了。
Why in the world is Lot lingering in Sodom?
但是为什么罗德仍然在这里拖延?
Why are people lingering around in this world when they know that the judgment of God is coming on?
为什么人还在这个世界拖延?明明知道这世界马上要受到审判。
They're deluded.
因为他们被欺骗了。
They're blind.
他们蒙蔽了。
They're confused.
他们困惑了。
And they don't seem to have the ability to get out.
他们好像失去了那个脱离的能力。
But God is merciful.
但是神是有怜悯的。
And while Lot lingered,
当罗德还在那边拖延的时候
the Bible says the angel took Lot by the hand.
那圣经告诉我们，使者就拉着罗德的手。
And said, "Come on, buddy, get out of here."
他说，朋友啊，你就赶快逃命吧。
And he led Lot out of that city.
他就把他真的拖了出来。
And Mrs. Lot followed behind.
罗德的妻子随后。
You know, it boils down to a matter of our will.
但是这实在都是我们意志的问题。
I can't make you get out.
我没有办法强迫你离开。
You can't make somebody else get out.
你也没有办法强迫别人离开。
Not even, please understand me, not even God can get people out against their will.
请你们注意，连神都不会违背我们的自由意志。
If you don't want to leave this old world,You don't have to.
如果你不想离开这个旧世界，你可以不需要。
God won't make you.
神不会强迫你。
He'll pull you.
他会引你。
He'll draw you.
他会吸引你。
He'll encourage you to run and to leave.
他会鼓励你，要你赶快逃命。
But it becomes a matter of your will.
但是最终还是你自己的决定。
Lot started out.
罗德开始了逃亡。
And the angel of the Lord went away.
然后天使就离开他了。
And Lot had a choice.
所以罗德有一个选择。
He could keep on running.
他自己可以选择继续的逃命。
Or he could stop and go back.
他也可以选择回去。
Remember Lot's wife?
你记得罗德的妻吗？
She turned around.
他回头一看。
She became a pillar of salt.
就变成了一根盐柱。
Lot kept on going.
罗德继续跑。
And as he got out of that city, the Lord rained down fire and brimstone on that city.
当他到了那个小城，耶和华神就降下硫磺。
But I hope you understand that Abraham's faith again was exercised in believing God.
所以在这里我们看见亚伯拉罕再一次的运用他的信心来信靠神。
Not for the promised son to be born, but now it has to do with the lives of others.
这一次不是关于他那个蒙应许要生的儿子，而是罗德。
I would just say, yet, don't be consumed just with yourselves.
所以我想告诉你，不要只是每天忧虑我们自己的事情。
Believe God for others.
要为着别人而信靠神。
For your brothers and your sisters in Christ.
为了你在主里的弟兄姐妹们。
To those who don't know the Lord Jesus at all.
还有那些不认识主的人。
Have compassion on them and make a difference.
要爱他们，要让在他们的生命里成为一个改变。
Pull them out of the fire, hating the garment spotted by the flesh.
把他们从那个火湖里救出来。
And so Sodom is all burned up.
所以现在索多玛都被烧尽了。
And Lot has gotten out.
罗德跑了。
And we're waiting for this baby to be born.
那现在我们要等候这个应许的婴儿被生出来。
If you look at chapter 21 of Genesis.
在创世纪二十一章
We read that the Lord was gracious to Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah what he had promised.
在这里我们看见耶和华照着先前的话眷顾撒拉，便照着他的话给撒拉成就了。
And Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age at the very time that God had promised him.
亚伯拉罕年老的时候，撒拉怀了孕，到神所说的日期，就给亚伯拉罕生了一个儿子。
And he named that boy Isaac.
就把他起名叫以撒。
When Isaac was 8 days old, Abraham circumcised him as God commanded.
以撒生下来第八天，亚伯拉罕照着神所吩咐的给以撒行了割礼。
Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born.
他儿子以撒生的时候，亚伯拉罕年100岁。
Sarah, she was just 90.
撒拉90岁。
And they got to care for this new little babe.
他们现在要照顾这个出生的婴儿。
No pampers.
当时并没有塑料的尿布。
None of the conveniences that we have today to make it easy.
没有像今天这些很方便的婴儿用品。
They had to do it the old-fashioned way.
他们必须用古老的方式照顾他。
There are two ways that they could look at this baby.
他们看着这个孩子，他们可以有两种的想法。
They could have said, "Hey, be very, very careful with him."
他可以说要小小心心的照顾他。
You know, a lot hinges on this boy's life.
最好要很小心的保护他。
We've got to be careful and make sure he grows up to manhood.
要小心的照顾他，使他能够长大成人。
He gets married and has children.
然后他可以结婚生子。
And then their children have other children.
然后他的孩子会再生孩子。
And so it will go from generation to generation.
世世代代的繁衍下去。
So Isaac, no climbing trees.
所以以撒不可以爬树。
No swimming in water over your head.
不可以游泳。
No monkey bars.
不可以吊单杠。
No McDonald's.
也不可以去吃
What? No McDonald's.
也不可以去吃汉堡。
We've got to take care of you and make sure that you do well and grow up to be a young man.
因为我们要好好的来照顾你，让你能够长大成人。
I guess the other way of looking at it is God promised that through Isaac and through me, Abraham and Isaac, my son, all the nations of the world would be blessed.
或许他们可以有另外一种看法对待这个孩子，或许想说，神既然应许，借着亚伯拉罕和撒拉，这个孩子可以将来使万民得福。
So no matter what we do, he's going to grow up.
所以不管我们怎么做，他总是会长大的。
Eat all the potato chips you want.
所以你想吃什么垃圾食物都可以。
Go bungee jumping.
那什么危险的游戏都可以去玩。
Do whatever you want to do because you can't miss.
你爱怎么样就怎么样，不会有问题的。
Now it was probably somewhere in the middle.
但是我想他们可能就是在这两极中间的态度。
They probably love this little boy like you all love your little boys and girls.
我相信他们爱这个孩子就像你们爱你们的孩子一样。
And he was the pride and joy of their lives.
对他们以这个孩子为荣为傲。
It must have been funny when they brought their newborn to the park.
我想他们把这个孩子带到公园的时候，那个样子一定很可笑。
With all the 20, 30, and maybe 40-year-old women and their families with their little kids.
因为在公园里可能有一些很年轻的母亲。
Imagine how Sarah felt when she was told over and over again, "Oh, you must be the great grandmother."
我想，莎拉带着孩子去公园的时候，人家一定都想说，你大概是这个孩子的祖母。
No, not the great grandmother. Oh, your grandma?
哦，你可能是这个孩子的曾祖母，不是？那你一定是他的祖母。
No, I am not the grandma.
不是，我也不是他的祖母。
Well, that can't be your brother.
哇，我想这个孩子总不是你的弟弟吧
？No, that's my son.
这是我的儿子。
It's kind of old to have a son, but they love that little boy.
我想你做妈妈可能有点老了，但是他们真的很爱这个孩子。
And Isaac grew up, and I would imagine by Genesis 22, he was probably around the teenage years.
然后以撒慢慢长大，到了创世纪22章的时候，他差不多正在青少年时期。
So they got him through the terrible twos.
所以他们过了这个两岁
And whatever the threes are, and all the way up to age 12, 13, 14, I don't know exactly how old he was.
过了两岁三岁可能到了十二十三这个青少年时期
Abraham is now about 113 years old.
现在亚伯拉罕差不多113岁
He's probably got a big long gray beard.
他可能留了长胡子
He's lost that spring in his step long, long ago.
他可能走起路来不再轻巧
And one day in Genesis chapter 22, God again calls Abraham to a test of faith.
而就在22章的时候，突然神要试验亚伯拉罕。
If you think it's hard to wait for that promised child for 25 years and to hang in there and not to give up and just to continue to believe God, I would agree with you. That's hard.
如果你认为亚伯拉罕曾经所经过的试验熬了二十五年，慢慢的等候，并且持守神的应许。我也同意，这实在非常的困难。
But what Abraham is about to experience in Genesis 22, I believe, is much, much harder a test.
但是亚伯拉罕所要在二十二章经历的，对我个人看起来是更难的一件功课。
We could probably say that all that happened before was like a little quiz.As opposed to this being the final examination.
如果这是他的大考的话，从前他所经历所有的试探都不过就是一个小考而已。
But you see, if God had tested Abraham years before, as he does in Genesis 22, he may not have ever passed that test.
如果亚伯拉罕在从前没有办法度过那些考验的话，他没有办法来到这里。
As our lives develop as Christians and as we go on, we grow in faith.
当我们继续我们基督徒的生涯，我们的信心就开始增长。
We've proved God's faithfulness to His Word in times past.
我们可以证实在过去的年代里面，神对我们的信实。
And it helps us to believe God to be faithful in the present day.
而我们过去的这些试验可以帮助我们在将来倚靠神。
But here comes, as I say, the biggest test that I could find in the Bible.
但是我们这里要看见的，对我而言，这是整本圣经里面最严厉的一个考验。
There are some great tests of faith, but I don't know one bigger than this one.
圣经里记载了许多信心的试验，但是我认为这个是最大的。
Abraham is about to climb a mountain.
因为现在亚伯拉罕要爬了一座高山。
In 1953, May 29th, Sir Edmund Hillary climbed a mountain.
因为在1953年的时候这个人他登了一个高山。
Yeah. Don't ask me, I don't know what you're saying. He climbed this very high mountain. Does anybody know what the name of that mountain was? Mount Everest.
他爬了那个喜马拉雅山最高峰。
Nobody has ever climbed higher than Mount Everest.
从来没有人爬过比这个更高的山。
Who knows how high it is?
你知道这山有多高
?29,002 feet.
29,002尺。
As I say, no one has climbed higher, there is no higher to climb.
因为没有人爬过比这个山更高的，因为没有比这个更高的山。
But I believe that this Mount Moriah that Abraham is about to climb was a much harder climb than even climbing Mount Everest.
但是我相信亚伯拉罕所要爬的这个摩利亚山
Now,
这个困难度比登世界高峰更难。
I'd like you all to put yourself in Abraham's sandals.
我想我们就站在亚伯拉罕的立场来体会一下。
You've been through a lot in your life and you've proved the faithfulness of God.
你在生命中经过了许多的事情，你已经知道了神的信实。
Wherever you've gone, you've talked about God's faithfulness and fulfilling His promise to you.
不管你经过了什么，你已经慢慢学会了神的信实，还有他会成就他的应许。
Not only have you talked about it, but it's kind of like show and tell. Here he is. Here's my boy.
亚伯拉罕也是这样子经过了，而现在他有一个证明， 他可以把他的儿子摆出来，证明神的信实。
Here's what God has done for us.
你看，这就是神所为我做成的。
Now in Genesis 22, it says sometime later God tested Abraham.
但是在22章的开始就说这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕。
Now the Lord did not say to Abraham, "Hey, by the way, Abraham, this is only a test. Don't worry."
但是神并没有跟他说亚伯拉罕，这不过就是一个考验，不要担心。
Abraham didn't know it was only a test. He didn't know what God was up to now.
亚伯拉罕并不知道这是一个试验，他不知道神在做什么。
The only thing Abraham knows is that God speaks to him one day.
亚伯拉罕所知道的就是有一天神对他说话。
Calls Abraham by name.
他叫他的名字。
Now, if past history is anything, that is a very, very nerve-wracking sign.
就着他过去的经历来说，每一次神叫他的名字，这都是蛮怕人的事。
When Abraham was 75 and God called him by name, it meant leave his country, his kindred, his home, his people, and go to a place that I don't know where you're going.
当亚伯拉罕75岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，叫他的名字，呼召他离开本地、本族、父家，往他要指示的地方去，但是他不知道要去哪里。
And now here he hears again, Abraham!
这一次他又听见神叫他的名字。
Oh, I wish I were deaf.
他说，我真希望我现在耳聋，没有听见。
But that's not Abraham's response.
但是他并不是这么反应。
Immediately he replies, Here I am, Lord.
他立刻说，我在这里，主啊。
And then God spoke to him.
然后神对他说话。
Take your son.
带着你的儿子。
Your only son, Isaac.
就是你独生的儿子以撒。
Who you love.
你所爱的以撒。
And go to the region of Moriah.
往摩利亚地去。
And sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I will tell you about.
在我所要指示你的山上，把它献为燔祭。
Hold on one minute, Lord. Wait.
等一等。
What did you say?
等一等，主啊，你说什么？
Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go up to Mount Moriah and offer your son, your only son, the only one you got, the one that you love so dearly, offer him as a burnt offering and a sacrifice to me.
带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，到我要你指示的山上去，我要把他献为燔祭。你爱的儿子，你的独生儿子。
What would you have done?
如果是你，你会怎么做？
Don't answer me.
你不需要回答我。
Just think about it.
但是想一想。
What would you have done with a test like that?
如果你遇见这样子的考验，你会怎么做？
But Lord, let me talk to you about this a little bit.
主啊，让我跟你谈一谈。
You're asking me to make quite a sacrifice, Lord.
你对我要求是一个很大的牺牲。
Lord, you've probably forgotten, but let me remind you, this is the child that you promised to me.
你可能忘了，主啊，这是你所应许赐给我的儿子。
Lord, I'm not sure I got it, but I think what you're telling me to do is you want me to kill the promise.
哦，我不知道我是不是听错了，但是你是要我把这个应许之子杀了。
This is what you said. This is the child you gave me. You told me not Eliezer, not Ishmael, but me and Sarah will have a son, and this is the one.
主啊，但是这是你应许给我的孩子。你明明说不是以利以谢，也不是以实玛利，是这个孩子。
This boy hasn't lived long yet, Lord.
但是这个孩子还没有活多少年呢、啊。
My boy has no children.
他还没有孩子。
If I kill him now, I'm killing the promise. And certainly, Lord Abraham said, Sarah and I, we're not starting over again.
如果我把他杀了，我就是毁了神的应许。难道你要我跟撒拉从头再来一次吗？
Even if we could start over again, even if we could,
就算我们能从头再来一次。
Lord, your word was that this boy, Isaac, is the child of promise.
但是你的话说是这个孩子以撒是应许之子。
That's the way I would have been thinking.
这是会是我自己的想法。
I would have had a really, would have had a good fight with God.
我可能会跟神争论。
I would have told him where he forgot some things.
我可能会提醒他，他可能忘了一些事情。
And rationalized it out a little bit.
我可能跟他有一点争论，一点理论。
But Lord, if I offer you as a sacrifice, this is all that I have.
如果我把他献为燔祭，但是他是我一切所有的。
Certainly, you don't want me to sacrifice.Everything to you, Lord, do you?
你总不会要我把所有我有的都献上吧，主啊。
But Lord, if I give you my, this hurts, Lord.
如果我把它献上，对我来说是多么的心疼。
This is what you're calling me to do, Lord. It's breaking my heart.
你所要我做的事实在是非常的伤我的心啊。
I can't part with this good gift that you've given to me.
这是你所给我的恩赐，你所给我的礼物，我不能跟它分离。
I can almost hear the words of Jesus where he says, if you love your father, your mother, your children, everything, anything more than me, you're not worthy of me.
但是这时候我可以听见主耶稣说，你如果爱你的父母、妻子、儿女过于爱我，你就不配做我的门徒。
Because sometimes we have stuff.
但有的时候我们拥有一些。
God has blessed our lives.
神祝福了我们。
He has entrusted much to our keeping.
他也给我们了一些托付，给了我们许多的。
Maybe he's entrusted, tangible goods.
可能给我们一些摸得着的财富。
He's given you a good mind and a good job.
他可能给你一个好的头脑，一个好的工作。
He's given you a wonderful wife or husband and family.
他可能给你一个好的配偶，给你一个好的家庭。
But the command is to love him with all of our heart, soul, strength, and mind.
但是神给我们的命令却是要我们爱主。
To love
尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主我们的神。
To love him supremely.
完全的来爱他
First,
把他摆第一位
No other gods before me
在除他以外没有别的神
Well, Abraham didn't have a struggle
但是亚伯拉罕却没有这样子的挣扎
See, What I've been saying is the way maybe I would have reacted
我刚刚讲的是我自己可能有的反应
Maybe it's the way that you react sometimes When God calls upon you to give all to him
或许这也是你的反应，当神呼召你把一切都献上的时候。
But it says in the Bible that early the next morning Abraham gets up.
但是圣经却告诉我们，亚伯拉罕清早就起来了。
I tell you that would have been a day that I slept late.
我如果是我的话，我那天早上可能就不起来。
I wouldn't have been interested to go any place too quick in the morning.
我那天早上可能哪里都不想去。
But early that next day he saddles up his donkey.
但是清早他就起来背上驴。
He takes a couple of his servants and he gets his son Isaac to go with him.
他带着两个仆人和他的儿子以撒一起走。
I don't suppose Isaac knows what's going on.
我想以撒这个时候并不知道要发生什么事。
Dad and I are going camping.
他可能想说爸爸要带我一起去露营。
We've got a little quality time that we're going to spend together, if you know what I mean.
可能我们会有一点父子单独相处的时间。
But Abraham, he knows what's going on.
但是亚伯拉罕知道这是怎么回事。
And so they cut enough wood for a burnt offering and set out for the place that God tells them to go to.
他劈好了燔祭的柴，就起身往神所指示他的地方去了。
3 days journey, Abraham looks up and he sees the place in the distance.
走了三天，亚伯拉罕举目远远地看见了那个地方。
And notice what he says to his servants.
我们来看一下他怎么对他的仆人说的。
He says, "You fellows stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there."
你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜。
Me and my boy are going to go there and we're going to worship.
我跟童子要到那里去拜一拜。
And then we will come back to you.
然后我们会回来你们这里。
Now let's see if I can get this right.
让我们把这个搞清楚。
Abraham knows what he's going to do is to go sacrifice his son as a burnt offering.
亚伯拉罕心里明白他要去的时候是要把他的儿子献上作为燔祭。
But Abraham tells his servants, me and my boy are going to go worship, and then me and my boy are going to come back to you.
但是在这里亚伯拉罕却叮咛他的仆人说我跟童子要去那边拜一拜然后我们会回到你们这里来。
I don't think Abraham means me and my boy being dragged behind me in a body bag.
我想亚伯拉罕这里并不是说我跟我儿子的尸体会回到你们这里来。
But how could I obey the command of God and kill my son and still have my boy come back with me as the promised child?
但是怎么可能我跟我的儿子去了我然后把他献为燔祭而我们仍然能够把他我仍然能够把他带回来就
Maybe Abraham was wishing for the days when it was just simply believe me for a son.He was looking back to those days when he was 80 and 65 and 75 and 85 when it was simpler to believe God.
我想这个时候亚伯拉罕会回想从前那个盼望应许爸爸等候的日子可能比现在更容易得多。
This is hard.
这个实在太难。
But we read in the book of Hebrews that Abraham figured it out in his mind that God would raise the dead.
但是在希伯来书我们看见亚伯拉罕就心里就想说或许神可以使他从死里复活。
Think of the faith and the confidence and the trust that Abraham had in God.
想一想, 亚伯拉罕对神, 这个信靠, 这个信心, 实在是非常的惊人。
It makes me feel like a beginner.
在他这个惊人的信心面前, 我不过就是一个, 一个开始, 一个孩子。
Abraham says, me and my son are going to go, I'm going to kill my boy, God is going to raise him from the dead, and then we're going to go back home again.
所以他心里实在想的就是, 我跟这个童子要过去, 然后我要把他杀了, 献为燔祭, 神可以把他从死里复活, 然后我们可以一同回来。
It's as simple as that.
就这么简单。
And so they start to go yonder, he and his son, to worship.
所以他就带着他的孩子去敬拜神。
Abraham takes the wood for the burnt offering.
亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴,
and he puts the wood on the back of his son. Now let me just stop here, and I'm just going to throw this out to you, and I don't have time to flesh it out at all.
我就把这些点出来, 我没有办法, 多加解释。
But if you want to know what the cross meant to God the Father, understand the story of Genesis 22.
如果我们了解22章这里所讲的故事, 我们就可以稍稍体会父神的心意。
We have places in the Bible where we read about what it meant to Jesus to go to the cross.
在圣经上我们看见, 对耶稣来说上十字架是怎么样的一个经历。
Psalm 22, Psalm 69 are some psalms that come to mind.
有些诗篇22篇、69篇都讲到主耶稣他心里的过程。
But here you can begin to understand the heart of the Father.
但是在这里我们可以体会一下父神的心。
You see, in Luke's Gospel, when it talks about Jesus going out to Calvary, it refers to Calvary as the place.
在路加福音, 当他说到主耶稣要上十字架的时候, 他说, 他提到了这个, 加略山, 他说是去那个地方。
When Jesus went out to the place, he carried the wood on his back.
当耶稣到那个地方的时候, 他其实把这个木头背在自己的身上。
And he headed out towards Golgotha's hill.
然后他上了加略山, 哥哥他。
And we read that it pleased the Father, the Lord, to bruise his son.
而我们知道神乐意把他的儿子压伤。
So getting back to Genesis 22,
而我们再回到创世纪22章,
he places the wood on the back of his son.
他把这燔祭的柴放在他儿子身上。
And the two of them go off to this place to worship.
他们就一起上这个地方去拜一拜。
And as they're going out to that place, Isaac speaks up.
当他们一起走的时候, 以撒说话了。
He said, Dad, we got the wood, we've got the fire, we've got the knife, we've got everything that we need, Dad, for a sacrifice.
他说, 父亲啊, 我们看见我在这里火也有了, 柴也有了。
But Dad, aren't we forgetting something essential?
但是好像最重要的是我们忘了。
Hey Dad, where is the lamb?
父亲啊, 那羊羔在哪里?
Where is the actual sacrifice, son?
那燔祭的羊羔在哪里?
I imagine that question penetrated the heart of the Father.
我可以想象这个问题实在刺透了这个老父的心。
But that's the question that's been echoed all through the Old Testament until the time Jesus came. Where is the lamb?
但是这个问题就一直问到新约时代，这个羊在哪里？
Isaiah screamed it out.
以赛亚书也这样子的呼喊。
Many of the other prophets, where is the lamb? Where is the Messiah? Where is the Christ?
其他的先知也这样子的呼喊，羊在哪里？ 那个献祭的羊羔在哪里？
Until you get to the New Testament and you see John the Baptist saying, Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
这问题一直问了几千年，一直到新约时代，那个施洗约翰说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人的罪孽。
Dad, where is that lamb anyway? Where is he?
父亲啊, 那个羔羊在哪里?
And Abraham said, Isaac, God will provide.
亚伯拉罕说，我儿, 神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
And I'm sure by this time it was beginning to dawn on Isaac what was going on.
我想现在以撒开始明白是怎么回事了。
Why did Isaac run for the hills?
以撒怎么没有跑掉呢?
Because I suppose he trusted his father.
我相信他信靠他的父亲,
because he loved his father. Because he wanted to acquiesce to doing the will of his father.
因为他希望遵行他父亲的旨意。
It's kind of like Jesus.
就跟主耶稣一样。
Father,
父啊,
if it's possible, let this cup pass from me.
如果可能,叫这个杯离开我。
But Father, not my will, but your will be done.
但是父啊, 不要照着我的意思, 要照着你的意思。
Jesus could have run from the cross.
主耶稣也可以
从十字架逃走。He could have called to the deliverance of legions of angels.
他可以叫十二营的天使下来。
But he became obedient unto death, even the death on the cross.
但是他却顺服到底，顺服至死，而且死在十字架上。
He became obedient to the will of his father.
因为他顺服了天父的旨意。
And so Isaac got on that altar.
所以，以撒就上了这个祭坛。
And he lay on that altar.
躺在祭坛上。
14-year-old boy.
这十三、十四岁的孩子。
With a full comprehension and understanding of what was about to happen to him.
他完全了解将要发生在自己身上的事。
But he willingly laid himself down there.
但是他甘心地躺在祭坛上。
And Abraham the father, an old man.
亚伯拉罕这个年老的父亲
implicitly trusting God
只是单单的信靠神
took up that knife
拿出刀来
and was about ready to plunge it into his son his only son Isaac who he loved
拿伸手拿刀刚要杀杀他的独生爱子
and all of a sudden he heard his name again
突然他又听见有人叫他的名字
Abraham
亚伯拉罕亚伯拉罕
Stop don't do it
不要停止住手。
Now I know that you love me more than anything that I've ever given you.
现在我知道你爱我比一切我所赐给你的都多。
Now I know that your heart is pure. You've passed the test, Abraham.
我知道你现在我知道你对我的心是单纯的，你已经通过了这个试验。
You've passed the greatest test of faith in me that perhaps I could ever give to a human being.
你通过了这个可能是最严厉的一个信心的考验是神所可能给人类最严厉的信心考验
get your son off of that altar
现在把你的儿子从祭坛上拿下来
there's a ram that's stuck there in the thicket
你看见小树丛里有一只羊羔
go get that ram and take him and put him on that altar instead of your son Isaac
把那只公羊拿来献在祭坛上不要杀你的儿子以撒
Substitute the ram for your boy.
用这个羊羔来代替你的儿子
you know, When it came to Jesus, there was no substitute.
但是你知道当这件事情发生在耶稣身上的时候却没有一个代替
There was no, okay, that's enough. Stop before we get to the cross and the net. Cut it out. Stop it now.
当主耶稣上十字架的时候神并没有说 okay, 好了现在住手吧
But that knife fell on Jesus Christ.
这个刀真的就刺入了耶稣身上。
And Jesus Christ became the sacrifice.
耶稣基督自己成为了那个挽回祭。
He became the atonement for your sins and for my sins.
他为了你我的罪成为挽回祭。
And that's why we take up our cross and we leave our country and our kindred and our people.
这就是为什么我们今天可以背起我们的十字架离开我们的本地本族父家。
And we follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth.
我们可以跟随羔羊到他要我们去的地方
It's a great life.
这是一个伟大的生命
It's the only life as far as I'm concerned.
这是一个伟大的生活这是唯一的生活
And it's a life of faith.
这是一个信心的生活
You've begun by faith.
我们从信心开始
You're walking by faith.
我们一路靠着信心而走
And all through life he calls upon you to believe him.
我们这一生他就是呼召我们来信靠他
keep on believing me
继续的来信靠我
for souls
为了灵魂
for needs and situations and problems
为了各样的问题各样的需要各样的难处
believe that my word will be fulfilled in your life and in your day
相信在你的时候 在你的世界里我的话可以成就
and never love the things that I give you more than you love me
但是对于我所赐给你的东西不要爱他们过于爱我
In the book of Hebrews in the 12th chapter
在希伯来书第十二章
The Apostle Paul admonishes those Christians there to keep running that race looking unto Jesus
使徒保罗劝这些基督徒要继续的跑这个奔在前面的道路
He has just listed all those heroes of faith in chapter 11 including Abraham
所以在十一章里面他把这些信心的伟人一个一个数算
says,
包括亚伯拉罕
he says to the Hebrew Christians come on you've got to keep on going
所以他就在这里告诉这些基督徒你们要继续往前
I know,
继续往前
I know sometimes it gets hard
我知道有的时候很艰难
I know sometimes you might feel like it's not worth it it's rather easier to quit
有时候你会觉得这些值得吗我放弃吧
don't cast away your confidence it is great recompense of reward
但是不要丢弃你们勇敢的心
Consider those men of faith that have gone on before you.
想起那些在我们之前已经走完了信心之旅的人。
Consider Abraham and consider Sarah.
想想亚伯拉罕，想想撒拉。
We're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses.
因为我们被这些如云彩般的见证人围绕。
Let's lay aside all the weights and all the sins that so easily beset us.
让我们放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
Let us run with endurance and patience the race that is set.Before us. And let's keep our eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
仰望耶稣，他就是那位为我们的信心创始成终的。
He hasn't just begun and authored your faith.
他不单只是为我们的信心创始者。
But he's the perfecter of it.
他也是我们信心的成终者。
And he wants you to keep your eyes on the goal.
他希望我们能够把眼目放在那个目标上。
He wants you to see him all the time.
他要我们永远都注视着他。
Not the wonderful little things that he bestows upon you, but he wants you to keep your eyes on himself.
他不要让我们的眼目放在那些他所给我们的美好的事上，而放在他自己的身上。
And be willing to lay down everything and anything for the sake of the gospel.
而让我们愿意为着福音的缘故撇下一切。
Yea, your own life also.
包括我们自己的生命。
I'd like to close with the story.
在结束之前，我要告诉你们一个故事。
If it's not my favorite outside the Bible, it's one of my favorites.
这是我很喜欢的一个故事之一。
The Olympics of 1996.
在1996年奥林匹克运动会。
Some of you can remember it well.
可能有些人记得。
It's only been 10 years or not quite.
差不多就是十年九年前。
The United States of America had a fantastic gymnastics team that year.
当时美国有一队非常好的体操队。
These seven little girls.
有七个女孩子。
They kind of captivated the hearts of most Americans.
她其实就抓住了整个美国群众的心。
This is for the first time in a long time we had a chance to take the gold medal in the team competitions of gymnastics.
因为长久以来，这差不多是第一次美国有机会得。
Usually that honor was relegated to the Chinese team.
因为通常都是中国的代表队会夺金牌。
Or sometimes the Europeans were pretty good at it also.
有的时候欧洲的代表队也很棒。
This year we had a good team.
但是这一年美国有一个很好的队。
It got down to the last event in the team competition.
这个事情发生在最后一场比赛。
That vault.
就是最后的一个项目。
It was exciting. I remember watching.
这是一个很精彩、很兴奋的比赛。
I had gotten home from church. It was late at night, and there I was watching.
我记得我从教会回来已经很晚了，我在那边看。
And it was just so close between the United States and the team in second, or we were in first and they were in second, and it was seesaw back and forth.
当时美国队跟这个第二名的队，他们的分数非常非常的接近。
And in this last event,
然后在最后一项
，our best vaulter, Kerry Shrugs.
最好的一个体操选手 Carrie
Shrugs. She was getting ready to do it.
她开始要做最后一项。
I can remember my boom, 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 boom.
我还记得当时我心跳非常的剧烈。
I knew she was going to do it.
我想她可以。
She started running down that thing.
她就开始跑，开始跑。
She hit that springboard.
然后她跳起来。
She jumped over that horse.
然后跳过这个木马。
She did her one and a half, three and a quarter splits and somersaults and all the rest of it. And then she, boom, landed.
然后在空中翻转，最后她降下来。
She landed on the side of her ankle.
但是她降下来的时候，她降在她的足裸上。
And she landed and she collapsed immediately.
然后她立刻就倒下去了。
You don't get big scores when you land and collapse immediately.
如果你的落地是这样子的落地法，你不会得什么分的。
I remember thinking it's all over.
我当时我还记得我想说完了完了。
Forget it. There's no way we're going to win the gold medal. We hope we will hold on to the bronze.
我想可能连铜牌都不一定得着，完了完了。
And Carrie lay there in a little heap, a little girl that she was, and crying and writhing in pain.
这个小孩当时躺在地上，整个身体缩在一起，
you get
一直哭泣。
You get two chances at the vault, but there was no way she could get up and try her second.
每一个运动员有两个机会，但是看起来她根本不可能再试一次。
And in her own words afterwards, when she talked about it, she said, "I knew I had let down the whole team. I knew I had let down the whole country."
在他后来的回忆录里，他说：“我当时知道，我已经使我的整个队友，还有我的整个国家都失望。”
Her teammates came around and they helped her get to her feet.
当时他的队友就来帮他， 站起来，他们两有两个人架着他走。
She had the one foot dangling there, and they were helping her back to where she could sit down and wave the white flag and be disqualified.
他只能用一个脚这样子跳着回去坐下来，但是他觉得他已经被取消资格了。
These are her words, and they're almost exact.
这差不多就是他自己的回忆。
She said, as I was going around back to where I was to sit,
当他这样子跳着要回去坐下来的时候
I heard the voice of my coach.
他突然听见他教练的声音。
Now, there were thousands of people in those stands in that stadium.
当时在观众席上有千万的人。
And they were all screaming and yelling encouragement to her.
他们都在呼喊，再来鼓励他。
But she didn't hear their voices.
但是他却没有听见他们的声音。
She only heard the one voice that meant something to her. It was the voice of her coach.
但是他只有听见了那他唯一在乎的声音，就是他的教练的声音。
It was Bella Caroli.
是他的教练的声音。
And he has a very interesting voice. You could tell that voice.
他的声音是很特别，你可以听出来。
He has a strong European accent.
他是有那个欧洲的口语口音。
And she heard through all the myriad of voices and the din around her, she heard, "Come on, Terry, you can do it, girl, you can do it."
在这么多人喊叫的情况下，他听见了他 coach 的声音。他说：“你可以起来，你可以起来。”
Her foot didn't feel much better.
当时他的脚并没有立刻转好。
But she said she felt something inside of her just well up.
但是他觉得当时他里面涌出来了。
That encouragement of that coach.
他涌出来一个力量。
Carrie girl, you can do it. Come on, Carrie girl, you can do it, Carrie.
因为他的教练当时鼓励他，你可以 ，Carrie， 你可以。
And she said there just came a new desire to give it a try.
他说当时就有一个新的盼望，他想要再试一次。
She just willed to continue to run.
他就下了决心。再跑一次。
With the inspiration of the voice of her coach calling her and telling her to go on.
因为这个教练的声音鼓励了她，让她再试一次。
You get 2 minutes or something like that in between your jumps, your vaults.
运动员通常在两次的试中间，差不多有两分钟的休息。
They went to work on that ankle.
所以他们赶快就把它。
They taped it up.
把这个他的足裸包起来。
They stuck that little shoe back on and laced it up as tight as it could go.
他们把足裸绑起来，把他的鞋子穿上，然后绑得很紧。
And with her coach still yelling words of encouragement.
那当时他的教练仍然在那边呼喊，在鼓励他。
It can carry up to that line to start.
所以他就跛着脚再跑到他的起始点。
You could imagine the yelling in that whole stadium.
你可以想象当时在观众席上那呼喊的声音。
That whole cloud of witnesses just encouraging that girl, go, Carrie, go!
他们就好像一个云彩的见证人一样，环绕着他，对他喊着说：“你可以，你可以，可以跑。”
And a lot of those voices didn't mean anything until that one voice kept on saying, "Carrie, girl, you can do it."
但是这些声音对他来说都没有那唯一的声音，他在乎就是他教练的声音。
She looked at that vault,
所以他就看着那个木马。
And she started,
他就开始跑。
Grimace on her face,
跛着脚开始跑。
Pain,
因为他脸上可以。
Trying to get as much speed as she could.
从他的脸上你可以看见他现在很痛苦。
She hit that springboard, boom!
他就跳在那个弹簧机上。
She got the lift and hit that horse and.Did her somersaults.
然后她跳起来。
She came down, boom, on that ankle.
她在空中翻转，然后她落地。
But a perfect landing.
但是她的落地是完美无瑕疵。
She held it for about a second.
她差不多持续了一秒钟。
And then she went,
然后她整个人就倒下来了。
And again, her teammates came around her.
他的整个队友都来帮助他。
This time they were all thrilled to death because they know she had done such a wonderful job.
这次他们多么的兴奋，因为他实在是表现太好。
The pain was excruciating.
当然，这个痛苦是难承受。
They helped her to her feet and got her back over where she could sit down.
所以他们把她拖回去，让她坐下来。
And I don't know if you remember as I do, 10.0.
我不晓得你们记不记得，他得了满分十分。
You can do it, Carrie. You can do it.
你可以 ，Carrie， 你可以。
You can do it.
你可以。
That next day.
第二天。
Those 7 American girls were up on the podium receiving their gold medal.
七个美国女孩一起去接受金牌。
Carrie was there.
Carrie 也在其中。
On crutches.
而她这时候拄着两个拐杖，拄着两个拐杖打上了石膏。
When she landed the first time, she broke it.
因为第一次他落地的时候他已经
And she ran that second vault and vaulted on that second shot with a broken ankle.
所以他第二次在跑的时候其实他的足罗是断的是
坏了 But she could do it because she heard the voice of her coach.
但是他可以因为他听见了他教练的声音
If you get quiet enough sometimes, dear friends,
如果我们能够静下来
And if you listen,
如果我们注意听
maybe even this morning, maybe even right now, you can hear the voice of your coach.
或许今天早上，或许就是这个时候，你可以听见你教练的声音。
The one who went through it all, who endured the cross, who paid the price.
那个他走行完了这个路程，他已经付了代价，上了十字架。
And you can hear him say, "Will, you can do it, Will."
Robin,
you can do it, Robin.
你可以听见他对你说
Ernie,
你可以
Come on, Ernie, you can do it. You can do it. And there are times when I feel like, no, I can't.
有的时候我觉得不行我不行
I feel like both legs are broken.
我觉得我的双脚都断了
I don't think I can go another step.
我一步都不能再往前了
I'll never pass this test, Lord. It's too hard.
我永远没有办法通过这个试验太难了
But we're surrounded with a great cloud of witnesses.
但是我们被这一群有云彩般的见证人围绕着
Every weight and all the things that beset us and let's run with endurance the race set before us.
所以他叫我们要存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程
Hey, look over there. You know who's there?
你知道在那边坐着看我们的是谁吗
Look, yeah, there he is, right next to his wife.
亚伯拉罕跟他的妻子
Can you see them as I can?
你看见他吗我看得见
You say now he's really gone crazy He's seeing things
你想说你现在真的是
No, no, if you look real close You see Abraham and Sarah
但是你如果仔细看你可以看见亚伯拉罕跟撒拉
They're right next to Elijah and Joseph
然后你看见以利亚你看见约瑟
Oh, hi Moses, how are you?
在那里你看见摩西
Rahab, how's it going?
还有
Daniel, nice to see you, Daniel
还有但以理
Oh, and as I stop and consider the lives of those heroes of faith, it gives me courage that even I, yeah, even I can go on.
当我呢停下来想想他们的生命，我就可以得着激励，再往前走。
Looking unto Jesus.
让我们定睛在耶稣身上。
And even you can go on.
连我们每一个都可以继续。
Don't cast away your confidence.
不要丢弃那勇敢的心。
He who has begun a good work, he's going to perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
那在我们心中动了善功的，必能够成全这功。
Faithful is he that promised it, who also will do it.
他既然他说了话，他的应许必定成就。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for Abraham's life.
哦，主耶稣，我们感谢你，为着亚伯拉罕的故事，我们感谢你。
He being dead, he still speaks.
虽然他已经死了他仍然说话
And he speaks volumes to us
而他对我们重重的说话
And he teaches us so much
他教了我们这么多宝贝的功课
A lot of it has to do with just believing your word and your promises
而最主要就是要信靠你的话信靠你的应许
When they seem insurmountable and overwhelming and too difficult
当环境看起来简直不可能太艰难的时候
Lord we thank you for that man's faith
我们为这个人的信心感谢你。
And we thank you that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为耶稣基督昨日、今日、直到永远都不改变。
And as we consider these lives, we take those admonitions where we read, "Whose faith follow?"
当我们读这些信心伟人和他们的故事的时候
，Lord, I pray again for every one of my brothers and sisters who are here this morning.
哦，今天我也要为在座的每一位弟兄姐妹们祷告。
We pray, dear Jesus, that you will help us to hear your voice.
哦，亲爱的主耶稣，让我们帮助我们，让我们能够听见你的声音。
In those days and times and hours where it seems too difficult to continue.
有些时候，有些日子，事情看起来太艰难的时候。
May we get so still.
让我们能够静下来。
That we hear the voice of the coach saying, "You can do it."
让我们静下来，使我们能够听见我们的教练对我们说，
oh, my,
你可以。
My grace is sufficient for you, and my strength is made perfect in your weakness.
我的恩典够你用，我的能力在软弱的人身上显得完全。
I pray, Lord, that hearing your voice might give to us the encouragement that we need to go on.
主啊，让我们听见你对我们鼓励的声音，使我们可以继续下去。
And to go on and to go on.
我们可以继续走下去。
Until by your grace we gain the crown.
一直到有一天，仍然靠着你的恩典，我们得到那个冠冕。
Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll bless the church in Cupertino.
主啊，我求你祝福在 Cupertino 的教会。
I pray, Lord, that you'd bless brother and sister you.
我求你祝福于弟兄于姐妹。
I pray, dear Jesus, that you will give them the strength that they need to go through.
我求你给他们足够的力量，使他们能够通过。
And Lord, then this entire assembly will go forward together.
整个教会能够一同往前。
Taking a look around at these witnesses.
让我们看一看这在我们周围的见证人。
But most of all, focusing on the Lord Jesus Christ.
更重要的，让我们定睛仰望耶稣。
Father, you have begun a good work in Cupertino.
主啊，你已经在 Cupertino 开始了你的善工。
You're calling this assembly on to challenges that are greater than in the past.
你呼召这整个会众来接受一个比从前所遇见更大的挑战。
I pray, Lord, that they will not shrink back.
哦，主啊，希望我们都不要退后。
But I pray, Lord, that they'll go forward.
我们能够继续往前。
And that you'll supply every one of their needs.
你能够供应我们一切的需要。
In accordance with your perfect will for their lives.
照着你在我们身上成全善良的旨意。
And Lord, perhaps there's a brother or a sister here this morning who are figuring to quit.
或许在这里有弟兄或姐妹，他们正要放弃。
Help them to take courage.
哦，让他们有勇敢的心。
And to continue in the race.
让他们能够继续奔那走在前面的路程。
Until the very end.
直到终了。
Keep us in your love.
让我们活在你的爱中。
Cover us with your precious blood.
用你的宝血遮盖我们。
May we all be about our Father's business.
让我们都能够体贴父的事。
And Lord, help us to be faithful.
帮助我们，让我们有信心。
In Jesus' precious name we ask it.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
神祝福你们。
Thank you for your patience and allowing me to be here again. I appreciate it. Thank you.
起立唱大诗歌本540首 Hymn Book 540。我们谢谢 Brother. Thank you for Brother Ernie's wonderful message.So before we end this session, we'd like to end with this very encouraging song. 声祷告。 Yes, the forward be our watchword. Amen. 那我们一起来感谢我们的主，他是那位 always 总是对我们说 You can do it, You can do it. 哦、oh, ，他永远相信我们，靠着基督我们凡事都能。主啊，我们真的是把我们教会，把我们所有的弟兄姐妹，老老少少，男男女女，年轻的年幼的孩子，我们都一起交在你的手中，让我们真是因着信我们能够往前，因着你在我们里面的能力，我们知道哦，我们可以 make it， 因为这是你的旨意，我们谢谢你。哦、我们所有的难处，不论是个人的，不论是家庭，不论是教会，我们知道你在我们的中间，我们还有什么惧怕呢？我们谢谢你，我们将一切的感谢、赞美、荣耀都归给你，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。